Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Yes, good.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, so who am I talking to anyway, after all the calamity going on there? Who is it?
Well, this is Dave Stanley, mate. Is this the Robbie Slater? This is Robbie?
Dave Stanley, really.
I know.
What are we going to talk about, Basie? They were going to
give you the gig, mate, but you're just too unpredictable.
Well, you know, I'm fucking good for the gig, so, you know.
Oh,
now, come on, Robert. Where should we start?
We're talking about the Everest. No point talking
no,
about
no, 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 no. Let's go. Let's start with Manchester United v Liverpool.
Well, okay, tell me all about it. Come on.
No, you're the football expert, I'm asking you.
Sports breakfast. You guys got to be
okay.
All over.
I'll tell you. So they led and then a lapse in defence. They got the equalising goal, Liverpool. They're undefeated. They're on top of the ladder. But from what I read on the BBC and social media, that Man United showed signs that, or improvement on what we've seen at least.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, it was a Manchester United team that I've never seen before, who conceded 70% of possession at Old Trafford for the first time I can ever remember. They parked the bus. They played with five at the back. When you're getting complimented by Jose Mourinho, the former manager, who actually probably started the slide of once famous great team and great club, you know you're in trouble. Liverpool should have won the game. More shots, more possession. But, you know, football's like that. And, you know, they ground out a point. And although I sound highly critical of Manchester United, it's because of how big a club this is and how famous a club this is. But in their current circumstances, it's really all they could do against a very superior Liverpool. So to say they got better, to say anything along those lines is just a mistruth.
Okay.
How does Manchester United get better, mate?
How do they get better? Well, for a start, you could probably have signed a better manager when they went for a local legend. And really, when you put the CV up against the local legend, who was a fantastic player for Manchester United. But as a manager, he didn't have the credentials to take on such a massive job.
Hmm.
The signings of players have been a debacle. If you look at the lineup of Manchester United compared to other bygone eras, it just doesn't stack up. But anyway, that's the way it is at the moment. As a Liverpool fan, I should rejoice in that fact because Liverpool had that problem for 20 years as well. So
yeah,
they're going through a very difficult stage in their history. Very difficult because they've been so successful.
Correct.
And the fans, once you're successful like that, they demand success. But since the retirement, and yes, we have to go back to that, which is such a long time ago now, Sir Alex Ferguson, it just hasn't been the same at Manchester United. They will find their balance. They're too big a club, too well supported. They're still the biggest supported club in the world.
Mm.
But it's going to take a new manager, and it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild this side into what it once was.
So because we were talking before about Michael Checker, right? And that, you know, we're all saying what a bad coach. Well, not that, but we're saying the cattle mightn't be there. So you're saying that at Man U, whilst the coach is probably not the greatest, the cattle's not there either.
Yeah, but mate, he signed the cattle.
it's a different setup there, isn't it?
That's a big difference between Michael Checker and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He's signed a lot of these players, albeit, granted, he hasn't signed them all. But he's okay. Quite a few deals, and yeah, and he's also not shown the acumen to recruit. There's a big difference. Michael Checker doesn't have £100 million to go out and buy players.
Yeah.
So the analogy is very disappointing, to be honest. And this you two are very disappointing this morning.
Mate, I'm surprised you haven't pulled out that horrific secret sound rubbish.
Dave, you can tell I haven't slept much over the weekend.
No, I know.
Now, what about Man City v Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace.
Man City 2-0.
Yeah, no, that's a good win. And back to normal ways for Manchester City. Of course, this morning is a good result for them. And the gap now is no longer 8 points. It'll be 6 points. You know, Liverpool fans thinking that, you know, you know, this early in the season, it was, you know, title over because they've gone out to an 8-point break. You know, you can't forget that last season they blew a 9-point break much later in the campaign. So City back on track. Tottenham in all sorts of problems, could only draw with bottom club Watford. And Everton, a much-needed win against my former club West Ham by 2-0. and Chelsea with a win. So, you know, the other results were pretty much what expected. But the big game of the weekend, the big talking point is, for me, still, I mean, of course, City winning, getting back into winning ways. But really, this Manchester United team, what it's come to is parking the bus at Old Trafford. Long gone are the proud days of the great Manchester United sides. But having said all that, there was a fantastic weekend in the Hyundai A-League. Of course, you boys would have been all over it.
I watched it last night.
Probably not.
100%.
By the sounds of it, you were watching the rugby, weren't you?
No, I watched the A-League last night. Sydney were
disappointed.
Average.
They were average. And look, this is the thing. You're a fair champion. But it's a sign of a good team. And I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it is a sign of a good team when you don't play well and you win. And Sydney did that last night. Well, Wellington were the better side.
Can I ask, how are they favourites against Western Sydney? I thought Western Sydney would have been favourites in this derby.
Well, Sydney's got a great record in the derby. It's early days. Sydney are the champions. You can't just look at one performance and decide that Western Sydney, all of a sudden, because they've won two games, are the favourites. Sydney deserve to be favourites in the derby. That doesn't mean they're going to win. That's what we love about sport. Western Sydney were good. They beat Melbourne Victory away, of course. But don't forget that the week before, in their first ever game at Bankwest, they won very luckily against the Central Coast Mariners. So, look, it's early in the season. You have a very long off season in the Hyundai A-League. So, look, Sydney will start favourites with the bookies. But I think given what we've seen on the weekend in the first week, I think it's one of the most even derbies we're going to have for quite some time.
Have you been impressed with Western United as well?
Well, I've been impressed with quite a few things. Not you two this morning, but they've been quite good. They've got a great side. It's going to be difficult. They need to attract some fans. The location is a long way from where they're going to build a new stadium. But certainly on the field, they've got Diamante, they've got Kone, they've got good players, they've got Berisha, and they've made a solid start.
The F3 Derby, nice draw.
A nice draw. Is that the best we can come up with?
It is. It was a nice draw. That's all I can give you.
Well, yeah, it was a nice draw. It was a nice draw. It was very competitive. And look, I think if you're the Central Coast, you take the point, although they could have stole it at the end, but Newcastle were a better team in the second half. Typical derby, it was a bit crazy. And probably a draw in the end was a fair result.
Well, I say nice draw. Central Coast, they've battled the last few years, like, to try and get themselves off the bottom of the table.
Well,
they've got some investors and things like that.
They might have battled Clarkley, but they failed to do that because they've had the wooden spoon for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So is this a turnaround or is it
too early to say. It's only the second round. I think for me, there's some standouts. Victory, look, they might be in trouble again. It's early, but I think Newcastle, I think the Central Coast, Wellington, are going to be struggling this season.
Yeah, okay.
If you had to have 100 on one,
and you know what it is. I mean, you talk about this, someone's going to finish last, as they do every season. So, you look at the Mariners squad, they've got a fantastic pickup in Milan Juric. But the squad, the owner doesn't spend much money, So, Alan Stajic, has a threadbare budget, and it shows. But it's a little bit like the rugby league in some respects, although you always have your strong teams. Is salary cap always makes it quite even and difficult to pick.
Robbie, you've got to have 100 on a team right now.
100?
To win it. Sydney are 450. Perth, 550. Melbourne City, $6. Wanderers, $6.50, along with Victory. You've got to have 100 on someone right now.
Sydney.
At the 450.
I'd put Sydney at the 450. Okay. I mean, I worry about them in some respects. The last night, Steve Corica's got some... On paper, they're the strongest team. But, they've got a lot of ball players in there who don't like defending very much.
Listening to your commentary. You mentioned that last night, Robbie.
Oh, that's very impressive, my son. I've turned around on you, not the other one. The other one being you-know-who, the one sitting next to you. And I can don't have those looks on your face because I can see you looking at each other and rolling your eyes.
I'm just surprised your phone's working this morning, mate.
No, no, it's my mate who's watching. tomorrow, I'll tell you, on Wednesday, I'll put Indigo on. That's what I'm going to do.
Why don't you come in the studio? You live 2 minutes away.
Mate, the traffic's horrendous.
Not anymore.
Now, listen, when you sit up at 2:30 and get to bed at 4:30 watching United Liverpool, it's a bit difficult to come. Yep. Mind you, I should just stay up at that stage, shouldn't I?
You should probably. So, pull an all-nighter.
So, just going back to the point, putting 100 on Sydney FC, but, you know, the 100 goes on there because of the players they have. But, like I said in commentary, these players have got to defend. In football, you've got to defend. It's great to have when you've got the ball to play.
Couple of glory boys. Too many glory boys in the team, you reckon?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, structurally, you know, some of the ball players don't like to defend. I get that, but, you know, if you're going to win a championship and great players defend, it's quite simple.
As always, Robbie. Thank you, mate. It was interesting this morning. I'll call it that. Interesting. Nice. I'll call it nice.
I'll bet you're thinking some other thing. Good on you, boys.
Good on you, mate. We'll speak to you on Wednesday.
See
again.
See you, Robbie.
There he is,
he's
Robbie.
He's the only bloke on $1 million who complains about
Robbie Slater.
You know, I got home at 2:30. What's your job, mate? I get a job at Woolworths. If you don't want to do that.
Hey, we got this SMS from this bloke about baseball just before we go to a break.
Oh, yeah, this has stirred you up, hasn't it?
This is, mate, Mr. Clark, way to turn off baseball fans off the BSB. Ignorance that drives your dislike for baseball. Disappointing. Paul from Warnervale. Listen, Paul, I played baseball and
did
it's
you?
Boring, mate.
Where did you play for?
Some team down at Illawong Oilers or something.
How did you get roped into that?
All the cricket blokes were playing. They said, "Have a go with baseball." And they put me at deep left outfield or something. And the ball didn't come anywhere near me for a whole 9 innings or whatever it was. I think I hit the ball once, went straight up in the air.
I thought they would have thrown you in pitching or something.
No. Mate, what? I've never played before, right? So I've been to watch a few times. It's boring, mate. And you know what? I accept people think cricket's boring. That's fine. You're allowed to. But if I'm allowed to think baseball. You think baseball's boring too, I can tell. You're just not saying anything because you're scared of Paul from Warnervale.
No. I'll be honest with you. I must admit, I was more in enjoying what was happening in the stands. There's all that activity happening and...
Yeah, mate, that's what it means. So are you actually watching the game?
No.
I understand the coach calls every play. What, can't they? They get $150 million a year. They can't even work out what to do.
Gee, their jaws must be sore too. They're always chewing the tobacco. Mate,
the coach calls every play. Surely someone can work it out for themselves.